All right, let's go quickly to Katie, calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and another listening and watching on our live stream Facebook. Hello, Katie.
Oh, they're watching.
They're watching.
Wait a minute.
Hi.
You didn't know, I didn't put on my Patrick Coffin outfit. I should have worn the Patrick Coffin mask today.
Oh, my goodness. We messed up, Patrick.
Yeah.
All right. Katie, the cat's out of the bag. We blew it again with Patrick Coffin here. I mean Patrick.
Who am I today?
I'm
Patrick Madrid.
That's right. Okay. You're good. Okay. All right, Katie, what's on your mind?
So my high school choir will be traveling to Rome in February to sing at a mass at the Vatican. And we're also going on the Scavi tour, and we're getting a Wednesday audience with the Pope.
Nice.
And so just kind of on this journey, I was wondering how I can get my choir mates and myself more involved spiritually and excited for this.
This is a Catholic choir?
Yes, Catholic high school.
Catholic high school. So we're talking primarily all Catholic kids, baptized kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Scavi tour is, you're lucky to land that one because that is a really impressive tour of the subterranean levels beneath St. Peter's, and you will actually see the place where the bones of St. Peter are interred in a stone ossuary. Last time I was on the tour, you could actually see the ossuary itself behind glass. That's very powerful, especially if you and your friends, your fellow students, realize that they are going physically into the very place where the first century Christianity was
incredible.
It was flourishing. So I would maybe read up on that. There's a good book that can help you understand the importance of that artifact, and that is called The Bones of St. Peter, and it's written by a fellow named John Evangelist Walsh. It's still in print. If you're interested, you can read it, and that will help you, I think, spiritually connect with the church and her history in the Scavi tour. By all means, you can receive a plenary indulgence if you go to St. Peter's, which I'm sure you'll go to, and at the Tomb of the Apostles make the profession of faith, make the prayers for the intention of the Holy Father, and the normal requirements are in place. You would need to be at least free from any serious sin or attachment to sin of any kind, and you want to receive Holy Communion and confession either within the octave of the time of your visit, and you can receive a plenary indulgence, which is a wonderful spiritual opportunity. Maybe if your fellow students are not familiar with that, you can share that with them. Those would be two things you can do. Be very easy to do.
Absolutely, Katie, and get ready, because my times in Rome and in Italy, Patrick, I just got hit like by a train. It's incredible what you're going to experience there, Katie, what you're going to see, and your choir mates. I will guarantee you there's going to be some conversions going on just from what you see and you experience. So say lots of prayers. We will pray for you, Katie, and all of your choir mates. Well,